This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Good morning, everyone. House Ag and Natural Resources will come to order. I'd like to welcome everybody that's here this morning. Anybody that's on the internet, glad to have you there. Hope you enjoy our session this morning. I'd like to remind everybody to have their cell phones turned off. If they go off, there can be a fine, which we all appreciate up here, but nobody appreciates giving it much. So with that, Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Bruner.
Here.
Craig. Excuse. Vikert.
Here.
Harrison.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
Marty.
Here.
Peterson. Schaefer.
Here.
Schoenfisch.
Here.
Warner.
Here.
Schremp.
Here.
Klum.
Here.
Quam.
Here.
I have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. With that, I'll ask for approval of minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. I'd like to remind anyone who wants to testify this morning to sign in and be sure that all lobbyists are wearing your appropriate badges while you're here. And if there's any handouts this morning, we'll run those through the pages. And with that, I'll have the page come up. I guess it looks like we have one this morning. Come up, introduce yourself, and tell us what your plans are.
I'm Emily Smith. I'm from Eureka, South Dakota, and I plan to go to school at Lake Area Technical Institute and major in financial services. And someday I'd probably like to have my own business or live on a farm.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. With that, anyone have any questions, comments this morning before we get started? If not, we'll move right into House Bill 1018. Define certain terms related to commercial fertilizer and soil amendments. Do we have any proponents?
Good morning. I thought this was last year.
That's okay. We'll excuse you.
Sure, I got it turned on there.
Yep.
Good morning, I'm Brandon Beshears from the Department of Agriculture. I'm the Director of Agricultural Services. I'm here to testify in favor of House Bill 1018. For those of you on this bill, our fertilizer program was established to enforce the regulations in Code 3819 and 19A. 19A is the soil amendment chapter of the law, and 38 is commercial fertilizer. What we do in the program is track all the fertilizer sold in South Dakota, approve product labels, and the analysis claims on those labels, just to make sure that the product that you're buying is what actually it says it is on the label. And then we test samples around, depending on how many we can get, anywhere between 600 to 1,000 samples around the state in a surveillance every year to make sure that the product on the shelves is what's being sold, is what you're paying for. 1018 is a pretty simple just change in the law, that we hope to do in the law. It's a housekeeping measure that places the definition of manipulated manure into the commercial fertilizer statute. Right now, the definition for both a soil amendment and a commercial fertilizer references unmanipulated manure as not being a commercial fertilizer. Because of this, the department and industry has always considered a manipulated manure to be a type of commercial fertilizer, so it's always been sold that way. Unfortunately, no definition is actually in the definition section of either statute for manipulated manure. Because of this, we've always relied on a definition that's kind of agreed upon between all the states by the Association of Plant Food Control Officers, which is the 52 member association of the regulators of fertilizer in each state. We go on a definition that's based on they've concocted with industry to determine what a manipulated manure is. So that's what we've been using in house. After consultation with industry, we're seeking to add this definition to the statute just to clarify it for industry and make sure that anyone who wants to sell manipulated manure knows exactly what it is and that they will be paying a tonnage fee on it. And just for clarification, it doesn't change anything in our current practices at all, just trying to clean up the statute and make sure that what's in there is what we're following at the department. We think this will add clarity to sue the both the community of those selling and buying commercial fertilizer. The new definition of manipulated manure would be, quote, any animal or vegetable manure collected or stored in a manner consistent with practices commonly implemented in agricultural production that has been subjected to practices including composting, mechanical dewatering, pelletizing, or altered in any way to change chemical, physical, or biological characteristics. Sounds like a mouthful. That's that's what we've come up with to make sure that, that covers all the products that are sold as manipulated manure, though. And as I said, this doesn't change the current regulation of commercial fertilizer for us at the department or for industry. It simply updates the statute to match what's going on in practice currently. That's really about all the bill does. So I thank you. For, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to address those.
Okay. Thank you. We'll wait and see if there's until we're all done with testimony, and then we'll see if there's any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Beshears. Any other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Brenda Foreman. I come before you today as registered lobbyist for South Dakota Association of Cooperatives and South Dakota Dairy Producers. So, and on behalf of both of those, very quickly, 1018 does do the clarification. We appreciate the work with industry in making sure that the terminology is clear enough and making sure that we put this in statute so everybody's kind of on the same playing field. So with that, we would encourage your support for the bill and stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any other proponents? Any other proponents? Do we have any opponents? Any opponents? If not, I'll close the testimony portion and then open it up for any questions.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Bruner.
I have a question for Mr. Chair.
So, by putting in definition, what I'm going to throw out a hypothetical situation, and maybe you can answer the question. I have a pile of feedlot manure that I've piled up in the spring. It's wet. Of course, it's going to compost on its own. That's what manure does. It breaks down, composts. that fall or even the summer, somebody comes to me and wants to wants a load of that for his garden. Suddenly, I've got a landscaper that wants a few loads to use. It's composted manure, not a big deal. Am I suddenly going to have to deal with that in a as a commercial fertilizer situation and be licensed to sell it and have it tested and the whole works?
Mr. Chair? Representative Burner, not at all. What happens if it's what we consider and the industry considers as a process of manipulation would be something you intentionally did to it to sell it in that fashion. If it's composting on its own, you've got it piled up. We have no intention of regulating anything of that, making you pay a tonnage fee on it at all or get a license. This is simply for the people that it's – and mainly it's the poultry industry that has chosen to do this, but people who specifically go through a process to compost it intentionally rather than what happens just through natural occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
Either by adding something to it or by the mechanical dewatering process that I mentioned that's in the definition.
Follow up, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead.
So is there, I can understand the manipulation if you're going to pellet it or bag it or do whatever, dewater it. Is there any threshold? Suddenly I've got, a few thousand head of cattle and I've got lots of tons of manure and I come into a kind of a lucrative contract where I'm selling maybe a few hundred tons of product. At what point are you going to start treating it as commercial?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
There's no threshold in the statute for either for any commercial fertilizer in general as far as the level that you would, they would trigger regulation. But again, it's more the if you came to us and said, hey, I want to sell this much, what do I need a license or not? We would say no if it was – again, if you weren't doing anything to it to specifically sell it as a manipulated manure, we wouldn't have any threshold at all. It'd be as much as you needed to sell.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions? Thank you, Mr. Beshears. Okay, with that, I will open it up for committee discussion or action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Warner.
I so move. Approval.
Move to pass?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Craig. Any other comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Bruner.
Well, since I asked a question and threw a little doubt in the deal, I guess with the answers he gave, I guess I'm satisfied that I'm not, you know, going to be put in a box as far as having to deal with a commercial product that I don't intend to be and shouldn't be. So I guess if they hold true to their answers, then I guess I could I'd support this bill. Thanks.
Any other comments? Seeing none, I will have the secretary call the roll.
Representative Bruner.
Aye.
Craig.
Aye.
Fikert.
Aye.
Harrison.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Marty.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Shumfish.
Aye.
Werner.
Aye.
Shrimp.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Quam.
Aye. We have 12 noes and 13 yeas and no nays. Motion carries. Any other?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Warner.
I'd move consent.
Seconded by Craig. Is it not a voice? Any comments? If not, secretary will call the roll. Okay. Let's just do a voice vote. All in favor of moving consent, say aye.
Aye.
Post same sign.
No.
That's close.
Boy, that was close. Well, we'll let it stand. It will not be consent. Okay. Representative Bruner, would you carry that to the floor?
Yes, sir. After 10 years being here, I'm used to manipulated minutes.
Thank you. Okay, with that, we'll move on to HB 1019, revise certain provisions related to milk sampling and grading licenses and tester and grader licenses. Do we have any proponent testimony? You are busy today.
I put my dairy hat on now instead of my fertilizer hat. So thank you for getting in the manipulative manure joke that we're all thinking of.
The mic is off. I think that your mic is off again. Thank you.
There you go. I'll introduce myself again just for the record in case, I guess. Again, I'm Brandon Bashiers of the Department of Agriculture. I'm the Director of Ag Services. For House Bill 1018, I just wanted to testify in favor of this bill. What we're trying to do with this bill is just to make a very minor administrative change to the statutes that will help out. We think it will help out dairymen and our office, as well as making us more efficient in our process. And we're required by statute to test and license samplers and graders of milk. These licenses are required for the haulers, bulk haulers, who pick it up on the farm. Since they're pulling a sample, under statute, they have to pull a sample, or under the regulations, they would have to pull a sample while they're there. So they're licensed as a sampler by the department, which kind of falls into the federal scheme of grade A milk regulation. And for any individual sampling and certifying milk, either in a plant or wherever it may be, if they're pulling an official sample, then they're licensed as a sampler by the department. Currently, they're under statute. They're good for the license is good for 1 year, and it renews on a rolling basis. If you get your license on February 1st, then it would become due on February 1st of the next year, and you'd pay your fee then and get renewed.
What we're trying to do with this statute is simply to make all of those due on the beginning of the fiscal year so that we can send out one registration to the couple hundred in the state at one, do it all in one fell swoop instead of having to do the paperwork one at a time piecemeal as it comes in throughout the year. We think this will improve our process in the office quite a bit as far as paperwork goes, help us to be more efficient and a little more accurate, hopefully, and you know, cut down on any errors that might happen. What it'll also do, and it also eliminates some of the unnecessary wording and confusing sections of the statutes and cross references that LRC helped us to clean up in the statute for samplers and graders. Again, all it does is move the date that it's due to the beginning of the fiscal year, and doesn't change the length of the license or how much it costs. That's just moves when you have to pay for it. That's all we're trying to do. So, with that, if there's any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Beshears.
Thank you.
Is there any other proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Brenda Foreman, registered lobbyist for South Dakota Dairy Producers, and we rise in support of 1019. We appreciate the department looking at streamlining the process and looking at ways to better serve the dairy industry. So with that, we'd ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other proponent testimony? If not, do we have any opponent testimony? If not, I'll open it up for questions by the committee or action. Or questions first. Do we have any questions?
Mr. Chair.
President Schaefer.
Mr. Chairman, I was curious how many people in South Dakota are licensed to do this?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Representative Schaefer, I knew that question was going to come up, and I looked it up on Friday and didn't find my number. I believe it's around 300, but I would have to get back to you on that. It would essentially be the bulk haul. Mostly it's truck drivers that are actually picking up milk and taking the plants, and then people in plants, and then very few others on farm. But it's a couple hundred, but I don't have an exact number off the top of my head now.
Thank you.
Any other further questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Bruner.
Question for Ms. Beshears. The fee of $50 is already there. I mean, the way it's written in this bill, it looks like it's a new it's a new section there. But the other thing I also ask is if you're changing the date in which it's renewed. So if I were to renew now, does that mean 1st of July I have to cough up another $50 to renew? Is that the plan?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
The statute, and I left the statute back in my chair. It is a little confusing, I think, when I first read through it. I actually double checked the same way. I thought that, oh, thank you. I was afraid that we were actually adding in a fee. so I actually double checked it myself. Basically, took out in line 10 of the original language, it said upon receipt of the application, a fee of $50. We just moved it up to the beginning of the section. So it was in there already. And as far as the fee, whether you'd have to pay again, what we're planning on, we're just planning on prorating that fee. Like I said, there's only a couple hundred folks, so it's pretty easy to keep track of. We're planning on just prorating the fee as far as we're not certainly not making it, planning on making one pay for, you know, if they would normally come due on, you know, June 1st, making them pay on June 1st and then again at the end of the month. We're not planning on doing that at all. So,
thank you.
Any further questions? Thank you, Mr. Beshears.
Thank you.
Okay, we will open it up now for discussion or action by the committee.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Klum.
Move to pass.
Second.
Seconded by
Peterson.
Representative Peterson. Any comments? Okay, with that, I'll have the secretary call the roll.
Representative Bruner.
Aye.
Craig.
Aye.
Fiker.
Aye.
Harrison.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Marty.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Schoenfisch.
Aye.
Warner.
Aye.
Shrimp.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Quam.
Aye.
13 yeas.
13 yeas, no nays. Motion passes.
Consent.
Move consent by Representative Clum.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Craig. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Yeah, I
move consent. Okay, Representative Clum, will you take that to the caucus? Just the caucus. And our third and final bill is HB 1020, revised certain provisions concerning fire prevention and compacts related to the prevention and control of forest fires. Do we have any proponent testimony?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Chair. My name's Jay Esperance. I'm director of Wildland Fire, State of South Dakota, Department of Agriculture. And I'm proponent today of House Bill 1020. Basically, what this bill does is provide some cleanup as well as some clarity to the reader. Quickly, looking at the first change, as it stands now, the law currently directs a reader to an old chapter of state law. Where the law doesn't reside. So what it does is redirect the reader to the new chapter where authorities do currently reside. Second one, this legislative action expands the authority of Division of Wildland Fire to enter into written agreements with any Canadian province for the purpose of reciprocal fire protection activities on an agency-to-agency level. And then the third change amends the current Great Plains Interstate Forest Fire Compact Law to better clarify the meaning of provenance as it relates to the word state in the current compact law. And just as a quick reminder of what the Great Plains Interstate Compact is it opportunity and time of severe fire need to share resources between state to state, and now opportunity with Canada. This would be a great benefit for the state of South Dakota, especially when we as the United States are in dire fire need. It seems like there's always a shortage in firefighting aircraft, which Canada, especially Saskatchewan, has quite a bit, and that's how they fight most of their fire. It would be readily available for us. Not only that, when they're in their time of need, it would provide opportunity for our South Dakota resources to go up and help them.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other proponent testimony? Any opponent testimony? Okay, I will open it up for committee questions or action.
Chair.
Representative Craig.
Move you back.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Clum. Any further comments? If not, Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Bruner.
Aye.
Craig.
Aye.
Bikert.
Aye.
Harrison.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Marty.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Schoenfisch.
Aye.
Werner.
Aye.
Schremp.
Aye.
Clum.
Aye.
Quam.
Aye.
13 yeas.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Bruner.
I know there's a temptation to put this on consent, but I think somebody ought to say a few words on the House floor on behalf of the Wildland Fire people that do such a great job. last summer when we had our ag committee tour, we were treated with his presence and some good talk and some good demonstrations and what they do. And I just think we ought to be able to speak highly of them. So with that being said, I would oppose being on consent.
I would agree with you, Representative Bruner. I've been on several different tours, and one out in the Custer State Park, and they did it at the lake, watching the helicopters and just sitting and being able to visit with the firefighters and the passion they have. It is, they're an incredible bunch of young men that do this, and they deserve to have accolades for what they do. So, point well taken. Somebody else have something over here? Okay, is there anybody that would like to bring this to the floor? I'll open that up, or I'll assign it. I think Representative Bruner would do an amazing job.
He opened his mouth.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just go back.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Okay. With that, are there any other comments? If not, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Both same sign. We are adjourned.